98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Have you seen this advert on the telly?
I'm going to need you to send me everything, like all the minutes and any comments that there are before they come in. And Tom,
Mom, no screens at the table.
Guys, sorry, we're going to have to talk in the morning.
Three's new family plan. Helps families.
So yeah, I'm sure most of you have seen that. A very brave ad, actually, from 3 Ireland. They're basically telling people to put down the phone at dinner time and have screen-free time for a company whose whole thing is connectivity and all that. It's a brave ad, I have to say. Anyway, it raises the whole issue of our addiction to mobile technology. Could you, and I want you to send me a WhatsApp voice note. And I want you to imagine this scenario. From 5 o'clock today, for 24 hours, you've no phone, no tablet, no computer. How do you cope? Or how would you cope? Send me a WhatsApp voice note right now to 0877 98 98 98. Could you cope with 24 hours without any connectivity, or would you just fall apart? Because from today at 5 o'clock for 24 hours, families across Ireland are being asked to switch off their devices, replacing screen time with offline, normal family fun. Cyber Break Day was set up as a day for everyone to enjoy taking a break from our devices and screens and to go back to doing things that we used to do before technology took over our lives. And this has been organised by Cyber Safe Ireland, and I'm joined on the line by Alex Cooney. Alex, good morning and welcome to 98 FM.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell me what this is all about. What's the idea here?
So I don't know if you're aware, but we're currently in Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Mm. So we thought it would be fun to take that idea and pull it into a 24-hour challenge. So we wanted to ask families to step back from their devices and to embrace the opportunity to have some family fun offline. Because I think the reality is, and there was some data out yesterday that highlighted how addicted we are to our phones. A third of us are looking at our phones over 50 times a day. And I think that the reality is COVID restrictions and all that time spent at home meant that we were a lot more reliant on our devices just to meet our daily needs. And, you know, obviously, we totally recognize the benefits that technology adds to our lives.
Especially at this moment in time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I use my phone, I use all my devices every day. I think this is going to be as much of a challenge for me as it is for anybody else taking part. But the point is, sometimes we do need to kind of just step back and reassess whether we've got the balance right. And this is an opportunity, and we're trying to make it kind of a bit more fun. And, you know, Embrace, we've got loads of ideas on our website about how you could spend the time. But just to take that time to say, have I got the right balance? Do I need to kind of consider maybe taking breaks a bit more often? And they don't need to be 24 hours, but, you know, do I need to kind of change it up a bit more often and make sure that, you know, families are also spending that time together and doing stuff together? So we're encouraging families to, I mean, you could watch a movie together. That's totally allowed because it's a joint shared activity. Mm. It's trying to move away from that kind of more solitary, independent use where we're not engaging with one another.
Okay, so basically you're encouraging people to put down the phone at 5 o'clock today for 24 hours.
That's it. So we're doing it, that's a deliberate time. So 5 o'clock on a Friday, we're trying to facilitate working parents. We know how hard it is to step away. I'm a working parent myself, so I know what it's like to have the kids, you know, trying to get your attention. So we wanted to make it as feasible as possible. It's 5 o'clock today, and it runs to 5 o'clock tomorrow. So it just means, you know, stepping away from social media, stepping away from all those emails, and from online games, and just using that time to kind of see and to set that challenge, see how difficult it is. How many times do you kind of reach for your phone just to check a detail? email or you know, just to browse through social media. It's like a little bit of a test of us as well. Mm. And it's just 24 hours.
The other day I was watching a television program that I'd wanted to watch, and I sat down to watch it, and it was an hour long, and at the end of it I realised that I hadn't actually watched the bloody thing because I'd been on my phone so much. So
I know. I mean, I think we're all guilty of that, and I think we have to be honest. And this is not at all about being judgy or saying, you know, we're all on too much. It's about saying sometimes we need to just reset that balance. You know, we totally recognise the benefit of technology.
And as we said, especially, in fact, some of the messages coming into us, I certainly couldn't do it at this time because of the world COVID. That we're living in.
Yeah, it is. It's challenging. And it was a challenging... We actually came up with this idea way before, you know, before COVID ever hit our radar. And, you know, we kind of debated whether or not we would do it. But in fact, then we decided, you know what, we will launch it. We're going to make this a day each year. So, you know, hopefully it will be easier times next year for all of us. But we still felt it was worth just, you know, putting that marker in the sand. And what's fun is we've got a lot of schools involved. So we're seeing loads of great ideas coming out of the schools. The kids are getting really into the idea. I think parents are probably struggling with it a little bit more. But the idea is to set that challenge. It's just 24 hours. It's not a life ban or anything like it.
Absolutely. All right. So 5 o'clock today. Now, if anybody wants to find out more information, tell us where they can go to find out about the 24-hour cyber break.
Absolutely. So go straight to our website, cybersafeireland.org. We've actually had the support of Permanent TSB on this. So we've got some really nice resources and loads of great ideas. Really easy to sign up. We've got these CyberSafe device shields as well, which the kids can print out and cut out and decorate. And they're to wrap around your devices just to discourage any temptation. Mm. So loads of ideas. Cybersafeireland.org. Please do check it out and join us.
Have you many signed up?
We've got a lot of our champion schools are getting involved, which is great. So we know we've got about a few thousand kids involved. The parents are a harder sell, but I think we've definitely got a few. We've seen a lot of interaction on social media, so hopefully that's a good sign.
Very good. All right. So 5 o'clock today. I'm actually going to try this myself, Alex, I have to be honest. We were talking
good
about it
on
earlier
you.
On. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier on, and there's some people I work with have just said, absolutely no way, I just couldn't. I absolutely couldn't. But a few of us have said, yeah, maybe. Okay, so 5 o'clock today, switch off the phone, switch off the iPad, switch off the computer, and see how you get on for 24 hours. It's an interesting experiment.
And tell us how you get on. So we're saying, you know, when you're back online, you know, after 5 o'clock on Saturday,
tell us how
you found it.
Yeah, exactly. We're
going to put out a survey, and I really encourage you to fill it in because we'd love to hear back from people, how, you know, whether they actually enjoyed the time, did they find it challenging, did they do things they might not have done otherwise, you know. So it's a real opportunity. Please do get on social media and tell us how you found it, or fill in our survey.
Very good.
And thanks for taking part.
No problem. All right, Alex Cooney from CyberSafe Ireland, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. I think I'm going to try it. I really do. 5 o'clock today, here is my phone. It's always in front of me, always in my bloody hand. And as I said, I sat down to watch a television programme the other night. I had it on. I was really looking forward to seeing it. And at the end of it, I realised I hadn't seen much of it because I had my phone in my hand. Could you survive from 5 o'clock today until 5 o'clock tomorrow without any device, without any mobile phone, tablet or PC? And are you interested in joining me in taking on this challenge from 5 o'clock today until 5 o'clock tomorrow? Call me now on 67979081. You can text, you can WhatsApp, you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Somebody just messaged in, how will I ring an ambulance if something happens to me and my family? You turn your phone on, for God's sake. That's a ridiculous message. Obviously, you're not going to just sit there for until 5 o'clock tomorrow until you can switch your phone on again. It's ridiculous. Tara! How are you, Tara?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Tara. Tara, could you... Well, firstly, how often do you have your phone in your hand?
all the time. I'm actually out there in the kitchen now and I'm ironing, and I actually just picked my phone to have a browse. So I'm definitely going to give it a go.
I do that myself. There I am ironing away, and for no apparent reason, there's actually no reason, I go, I pick up my phone, I look at it, I do whatever, the iron even shuts off, and then I have to start it up again. And it's just, it's so stupid, really.
It is, isn't it? I'm going to definitely try it. I can't wait to break the news now to the kids later on when they come home. I have a 14-year-old, and he's always... has his phone in his hand. Even at the dinner table, I'd be saying, put your phone down,
okay,
you know?
Okay, so you do try to have a bit of a ban at
I do try to have a bit of a ban at dinner time.
Yeah.
And even in the morning at breakfast, when he'd eat his breakfast, he'd have the phone in his hand. I'm like, put the phone away, no phone at the table. You know, so I'm definitely going to try. It's a great idea.
Okay, so you're up for the challenge. So from 5 o'clock today, you're going to not just leave it on silent, you're going to switch it off.
Yes.
And I am going to do the same thing, okay?
Brilliant.
And will you talk to me again on Monday and let me know how you coped or whether you caved in?
Yes, I will indeed. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. And if anybody else is up for the challenge, call us now on 6797981. But like me, Tara, you have your phone in your hand morning, noon and night.
Yes.
It's the first thing you do in the morning and the last thing you do at night.
Oh, God. Yeah. Like, I'll be on it.
You and me
in the
both.
And I pick it up. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm looking through Facebook and stuff like that.
And me both.
It's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
It's going to be hard.
It is, and I'm the first to admit it's going to be hard because now the only advantage is with my phone switched off, I don't need an alarm set tomorrow because it's Saturday, so I've no excuse there. I'm up. I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll be good. It'll be interesting, you know. The kids now are going to die when they come home. I'm dying to see their face. I'm actually going to put their phones away now and, you know, put them upstairs somewhere, hide them so they can't get at them.
Okay.
No games, no nothing.
Right. Even if you fall apart, Tara, I want to talk to you on Monday. I want to find out how you get and we can swap notes, okay?
Okay, brilliant.
All right, talk to you on Monday.
Brilliant. Thanks,
Neil. 5 o'clock today. If anybody else is up for that challenge, to basically switch your phone off for 24 hours, not only your phone, your tablets, your PCs, and just have normal life. And obviously, if you need to ring an ambulance, just switch your phone on. I can't get over that message. Dave says there's not a hope he'd be able to do it.
Hey lads, just on the kind of quitting your phone there. There's no way that I'd be able to give up my phone for 24 hours. Not in a month of Sundays. I spend all day literally on my phone between in work, listening to the radio, you know, podcasts, you know. Then when I go home and browsing through it, you know, when I'm sitting on the sofa and all, even when I get into bed, last thing I do, you know, I'm checking all Facebook and it's just crap. I'm actually just Facebook and Twitter and it's just crap that I'm actually doing, like, but there's no way. I'm totally strung out and addicted to it. You know, even if you turned around and said, look, I'll give you €100 if you put your phone in that box there and leave it there for the day, I wouldn't be able to do it. There's no way. Absolutely. It's the epicenter of your world. Like, it has everything in it. It's all you want. Like, it's connected to everything. So, no, I wouldn't be able to do it anyway. Cheers.
Okay. Is anybody else up for the challenge here? To switch off the phone and the tablets and the PC for 24 hours from 5 o'clock today. Get on to me very quickly on 6797981. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to, from 5 o'clock today, I am going to try and have the phone off. And like I said, we'll compare notes on Monday and see how we get on. Dave, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dave?
Up to crack.
You're also going to try and do it.
I had to bribe the missus, but yeah, I'm going to give it a go for the bus.
Okay, now when you say you had to bribe her, how did you bribe her?
I have to sit down and watch some of her favourite movies tomorrow night when it's all over.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, okay, all right. That's not.
She has terrible taste in movies.
Oh, right, okay. And how hooked on your phone are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm very bad at work, but that's because I'm standing in front of the machine and the machine's doing most of the work for me, so I have a lot of time in between jobs.
Okay, so you use it as a time filler, basically.
Yeah, like I'd be listening to an audiobook while also scrolling through the news or websites.
Okay, so
or social media.
They deliberately picked 5 o'clock on a Friday as a time to start where, you know, a lot of people aren't working from 5 o'clock. It's an easier time to do it, I suppose, on a Friday / Saturday.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll struggle?
But you know what? Tonight, no, tonight would be fine because Friday night is usually our game night / movie night. So
okay.
That won't be too bad. But it'll be more kind of tomorrow. You know, this fella likes to go up early and.
And we're talking about for you know tomorrow up until 5 o'clock tomorrow as well. So the whole 24 hours. So Dave, we'll get you back on Monday and we'll swap notes about how we get on. Before I've even put a note on my phone, and for anybody who wants to do this, I've put a note on my phone for 5 to 5 to remind me to switch off the phone at 5 o'clock today. Off. Okay. Tommy thinks, I'm getting a bit nervous about this now. Tommy thinks this is impossible.
Sorry, how are workers in the 21st century supposed to navigate away from technology when it's surrounding us in every day and when certain jobs require? In fact, if I stopped going on technology, I couldn't do emails. I couldn't call people when necessary. I couldn't make meetings. I couldn't Zoom classes, for instance. So, what do you do? I couldn't create content because that's digital as well. So how do people learn? How does the world go?
Okay, yeah. I get that. That's why it's such a challenge. That's why it is such a challenge. Are you up for it? This is Leonard.
Hi, Adrian. Love the show. Absolutely brilliant. Makes my day. As for the phone, get rid of the phone for one day. No problem. Stay in bed all day, TV marathon, books, music, crisps, snacks, and maybe a bit of the other. Thanks, cheers, bye. Oh,
good man, he has it all planned. JD is out, not interested.
Adrian, I could not do without my phone for 12 hours, 12 minutes, 12 seconds. I can do without the wife, the kids, everything, but not my phone. Sorry, I'm out. I won't be doing it. Good luck. Enjoy your weekend.
You can do it without everybody else. Paula is also going to take the challenge.
Hi, I have started leaving it out of the bedroom for an hour before I sleep every night, but I'm definitely going to do this now because I have to face facts. I'm addicted to it.
Yep, there you go. 5 o'clock today. Can you do it? This is Keith.
How am I meant to ignore the Mrs. Lads now if I'm using the phone at night time? Come on.
Yeah. Anyway, some brilliant messages. Okay, there you go. This is 98FM.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Live, weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.